expert in the world of sports.
Thanks, Jan. Prague's district of Troia was the setting for this year's Slalom Racing World Championships, which began on Thursday and reached a climax on Sunday. The Czech Republic's biggest success was gold for Jaroslav Wolf and Ondřej Štěpánek in the C2 canoeing doubles category. Štěpánek said it had been fantastic to win at home, in front of friends and family. Theirs wasn't the only Czech success. Stanislav Ježek took bronze in the C1 category. However, there was frustration for the country's best-known kayaker, Stepanka Hilgartova. She came fifth in the women's K1 and didn't hide her disappointment, saying she'd been preparing for the competition for a very long time. She also complained she'd been distracted by the live race commentary. Staying in the water, the Czech swimmer Iveta Hlaváčová set a new women's world record for swimming the English Channel at the weekend. Hlaváčová reached the French coast in a time of 7 hours, 25 minutes and 15 seconds, having swum 36 kilometres. Incredibly, she then attempted to swim back to England in an effort to set a record for both ways across La Manche, but was forced to quit due to exhaustion. In all, she spent 14 hours in the water and swam 60 kilometres. David Čech, meanwhile, became the first Czech to complete the grueling swim in both directions. He swam from France to England on Sunday, 2 years to the day after making it the other way. Now, some great news from the world of tennis. After reaching the semi-finals of a tournament in San Diego, Nicole Varishova is now ranked 9th in the world. The 17-year-old becomes the first Czech player in the women's top 10 since Jana Novotná in 1999. By coincidence, the leading Czech men's player, Radek Štěpánek, is also 9th in the world. Now, we've been referring to Jiří Welch for some time as the only Czech in the NBA. Well, not anymore. Welch's hopes of finding a new club there came to nothing, and he's just completed a transfer from the Milwaukee Bucks to Malaga in the Spanish Basketball League. The 26-year-old was only the second Czech ever to play in the NBA, appearing for 5 different clubs in 4 years. Finally, football, and the 2 Czech teams taking part in the final qualifying round of the Champions League this week were successful in the Czech domestic league at the weekend. Slovan Liberec beat Baník Ostrava 2-0, while Mladá Boleslav beat Slovácko by the same scoreline. Mladá Boleslav even hired a special plane to take them to South Moravia for that game. The idea was to spend as little time as possible travelling ahead of their clash with Galatasaray in Istanbul on Wednesday. That's all the sport for today.
Thank you, Ian. And Ian stays with us now to present...